Brahmana, badge of prestige. The main reason for devotees to accept Brahminical initiation in ISKCON is to attain social prestige among the society of devotees, so that they can say, I'm a Brahmin, I'm Brahmin initiated. That's the main reason, as far as I can see. Seems I'm speaking on this yet again. It's something I've the topic of Brahminical initiation, my policy on this, it's something I've spoken on many times. I don't know how to make it clear enough for those, it seems, they don't want to hear or understand. Getting requests for Brahminical initiation for devotees who are not living as brahmanas, if we see the description in Bhagavad Gita, how brahmanas work, how kshatriyas work, how vaishyas work, how shudras work, they're not living like that, but they want brahminical initiation so they can do, they've been asked to do deity worship. Now, as I've said it many times, I want to give Brahminical initiation to those who are actually going to live as Brahmanas. Otherwise, where is Varnashram Dharma? If someone's working in a company or just going on with secular life some way or other and does a little deity worship here and there, you can do it at home, but if you want to worship in the deity in the temple, that's always been and always been this service of brahmanas. Traditionally, that's been by family line. Srila Prabhupada wanted to make a new class of brahmanas, people who actually live as brahmanas and who set an example for society to follow. I may not go into this in detail, as I've done it so many times. You can look up on the internet so many talks I've given on this, but a Vaishnava is more than a Brahmana in the sense that he's spiritually situated, more than someone who's born in a spiritual sense. One who takes seriously to Krishna consciousness is more than someone who claims to be a Brahmana simply on the basis of birth. For this reason, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur introduced Brahminical, or giving the sacred thread to Brahmana men, to male Vaishnavas, to demonstrate this point, which is hardly a consideration at the present time, because in India, people don't give the kind of respect that they used to Brahmanas, and outside of India, it's meaningless. It's only within ISKCON society that it's considered a badge of prestige. First of all, you want to get initiated just to show, okay, now I'm initiated. And then you want to have Brahminical initiation so that when there's an Abhishek, you can go with the Brahmanas. And of course, nowadays they have everyone coming up for the Abhishek, including people just off the street in their pants and their jeans, which they haven't washed for 3 weeks. And standards are going down. That's why we need real Brahmanas to set, people who set a standard. Now, devotees are asking, there are two cases going on at the present time. They're asking for Brahminical initiation because there aren't enough devotees to help with the deity worship in their local ISKCON temple. And they're being asked, you take Brahminical initiation, then you can help, you can do aartis and cooking and things like that. But around, in and around these temples, there are already so many devotees who have Brahminical initiation, and they are not doing it. Why don't they do it? And what's the guarantee that you also, after taking Brahminical initiation, you'll just become another Brahminically initiated devotee who doesn't do deity worship, or just at the time of Abhishek, you line up and the Brahmanas come first. For the same reason that they don't do it, you'll have the same reason that you won't do it. You're busy. We want to encourage devotees to serve the Lord, but practically speaking, I've seen several times I've given devotees Brahminical initiation, as they say they're going to worship the deity, and then they don't do it. And it's like, yes, I'm going to do it. I'll do it. But then when they realize there's a thrill, definitely I want to do it. There's a thrilled feeling. But then when it comes to the reality that you have to regularly take so much time out of your busy schedule, it's not just you walk in and do an arati half an hour, but you have to bathe, change your clothes, prepare yourself. In one case, I'm being asked for one lady devotee. She's supposed to take Brahminical initiation so that she can drive more than an hour one way and then more than an hour one way again back to the temple once a week to do one offering. And even around the temple, there are devotees who are paid, by the way, grihasthas, and their wives are there, and they're all Brahminically initiated, and they can't do it. And there are hundreds in that city, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of Brahminically initiated devotees, and they're not doing it. And what's the hope? What's the hope that those who take Brahminical initiation, they may do one or two times as long as the thrill is there, but like I say, then it'd be a busy life, and I meant to do it, but I had this and that, and it doesn't happen. Now, if you're really serious to do it, then let's see. You go to the temple at least 5 days a week, and you can do deity service. You don't have to do altar services. You can help. That means you have to go, take a bath, change your clothes, and then you put on tilak, which probably most of the Brahminically initiated devotees in ISKCON today, because they're in secular life, they don't wear tilak. So put on tilak. Preferably for men, you should have a shikhar also. Actually, a Brahma without a shikhar is meaningless, traditionally. And then you should... Then you can do services like cleaning the brass, cutting the fruit, cleaning the deity service room, cleaning the vessels after the cooking, cutting vegetables, things like that. So do that for 5 days a week for at least 6 months, and then we can consider if we see that you're serious. I'm talking here about devotees who are living in their family life, who want to take Brahminical initiation for the sake of worshipping the deities. I'm making the point that most of them who say they will do don't. And most of them who are already Brahminically initiated, even though theoretically they could do as well as you could do so, they don't. So I just don't want to make a fuss. And more of a fuss. What's the meaning of being an ISKCON Brahmana then? In most cases, it's just that we used to criticize the Indian caste Brahmanas. The only meaning of their being a Brahmana is that they have a thread on. So it comes to the same thing. Well, you say, well, we're chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, but then Brahmin means you should live as a Brahmin. Patana, patana, yajana, yajana, dan, pratigraha. Okay, I've said it many times. That's all I'm going to say now. I'm not against, I'd love to make so many, or initiate so many people as Brahmins, but you want to see they're actually living as Brahmanas. Those who are actually living like that, their time, their should be spent studying Shastra, worshipping the Lord, detached from this world. Even in family life, they shouldn't be anxiously making money and all these kind of things. There is a the reason why Brahmanas are traditionally respected. Now it's like I said, it's a badge of prestige. You've been around long enough to be first initiated and long enough to be second initiated. You made it through the Bhakti Shastra course or whatever, which is obligatory, and you got the thread on your shoulder. Hare Krishna.